Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another special episode of Grey's Academy. I am one of your hosts, Kelsey.
And I am one of your hosts, Carmen. I almost had a yawn that disrupted this entire thing, and it is a beautiful day to podcast. It is a very special
words. Special episode.
Special episode. We've only been in for 25 seconds, and I've already dropped an F-bomb. I apologize to all of you first-time listeners out there.
That's why we mark it explicit.
Yes, we explicitly mark it explicit.
We cannot be controlled.
just like Derek and Meredith. Yeah. So anyone listening, I just want to preface this episode with, this is a little bit different than what we usually do. Going to be a lot of questions from Kelsey and a lot of answers from me because she knows what's coming and I have absolutely no idea what's happening, as always, basically with life in general. But before we do that, Kelsey, you've got some news you want to share, some recent updatings with the podcast and some cool things happening behind the scenes.
Yes, we wanted to shout out to a website called FeedSpot, which emailed us to tell us that they have featured us on their top 10 Grey's Anatomy podcasts currently online. So
and we are more specifically, we are
number 4 on their
number
list.
Number 4.
So thank you guys. We get there because you guys listen and then people see it and they're like, oh cool, people care about this, so we're gonna put it on a list. So thanks so much for your support, and thanks so much for FeedSpot support. They kind of are just a collection of different lists of things like that. They're podcast list, book list, website, blog list, lists of all the things. But we felt very special to be included in that list. So yes, we appreciate the support from everybody.
There's even a top 10 list of list websites. So there's other, it's FeedSpot, and then it's like Buzzspots and Feed Sprouts and Facetagrams and Instabooks, you know, all those list websites.
Carmen also has an announcement. It's about if you hear banging in the background.
Yes, I was going to make a joke that my wife is upstairs cheating on me, just like Derek cheated on his wife. But that is not the case. We just have floors getting installed at 3 a.m. here in Illinois. So if you hear banging, if you hear drilling, both very sexual things, but it is truly just someone laying, like right floor. Now, I don't know if you could hear that, but they're laying kitchen flooring. So, and also before we jump into any more of this, we'd like to take you this minute, this moment here, just before the 3 minute mark to say, thank you all. Give us a follow, give us a like, give us a subscribe, give us a 5-star review wherever you listen. Grey's Academy Pod really appreciates it. You could definitely reach out to @chaoticallykelky. If you have anything that you'd like to bring live on the show, you could @me@carmen.gabriel.official. Both of those are Instagram handles, and or @graysacademypod@gmail.com to let us know any questions you have or just thoughts and feedback, because we do love it. And that's where we've really gotten a lot of feedback to hear from you guys lately. So we appreciate it. And there's no song for me to go over to get today. So Kelsey, back to you.
Thanks. Okay, so we're going to start with a few kind of review questions about season 2, just to look back on our time with season 2. This is hard. This is a lot of episodes in this season. There's 27 episodes, so this might take a minute. And then after that, we're going to launch into our season 3 predictions. So everyone buckle up, because I know that's what you're all here for.
Oh, yeah.
To hear what insane things Carmen thinks is going to happen on this show.
There has not been a single insane thing that I have said would happen that didn't come true.
Okay. Okay. So let's start with our favorite season 2 episode. So what was your favorite season 2 episode?
That's pretty easy. Actually, it's not that easy.
I know. I was like, you think it will be, but it's not.
It's either, what was the name of the bomb episode?
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah. So as we know it.
So the second half, yeah. That is where most of the stuff happens in that one.
It's like flip of a coin, either as we know it or losing my religion, mostly because of just the craziness. But I think, honestly, for pure shock value, I'm going with as we know it.
Yeah, that did surprise you. You didn't think he was going to explode. And then he just certainly did.
Yeah, yeah. I don't, if you haven't listened to that episode, there was this moment where I was watching it with my wife, Jessica, who's not currently cheating on me. And where I like made this joke where I was like holding the bomb in my hand and I go, whoa, like I'm tripping. Like if you've seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine, just imagine Andy Samberg making a bit. That's basically what I was doing. And then all of a sudden the guy fucking exploded and I thought I killed him. And I thought it was a dream sequence like in Twilight when the dad's head got cut off. And it wasn't. It really happened.
He really exploded.
Yeah. So that was very shocking to me. I think that was the most shocking thing that happened in all of season two, and for that reason, as we know it, is my favorite episode.
That's fun. I also, another question I had was the most surprising moment of season two, so I'm glad you included that in your answer.
It was more shocking than Burke getting shot.
Burke getting shot was my answer for most surprising moment.
Nice.
I remember watching that episode, and again, that was not when I was like deep into Grey's. I feel like these couple episodes were what I was, the last couple episodes of season two were kind of an introduction to me for people to be like, no, you need to watch this show. And I remember them panning to Burke being shot and I was like, oh shit, that's that main guy. So
this is a big deal.
That's like an important person that's on the way to save that guy that blonde girl's just fucked up. So for me, my favorite episode of season two is still Damage Case. I just love it. I don't know why. I really love that episode. It's very, very sad, but I really enjoy it.
Which one was that one? Was that with Big Jim?
Yeah, that's Big Jim. And that's the You Don't Get to Call Me a Whore episode.
So. That's right. That's right.
Good.
And
the good times.
Yeah. Yeah. Great episode. That really, might be my.
There's so many good ones at the end. There's like. The last four, in my opinion, are just so good. The last three really are very consequential to each other. Damage Case just happens right before it. And I just love that. Yeah. I just think that's a great episode. But then the next three, it's just like, bam, 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 bam. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it gets intense real quick.
Yeah. Okay, so our least favorite episode of season two.
The one where the scene happens where Meredith cries in the middle of sex. I don't remember which one that was. But that's the episode that I hate. And then every episode that includes it in the recap, it's a tie. Fuck all those episodes.
Every episode that made you relive it.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, that was... So we see them go to sleep together at the end of one episode. And then the following episode is where they actually show the flashback of the terrible things happening.
Just the horrendous, god-awful things.
It's hard. I don't want to say that's my least favorite because that is the one where we meet Callie, when I do love Callie. But, that's a hard question. I didn't pick an answer beforehand. But who is your favorite new character that new regular character that we were introduced to in season two?
So new regular character. Addison.
I know she came in season one. Last episode, but we're going to count her as becoming a regular in season two. And then,
well, then
we
say
get
no more. It's
Callie.
Addison.
Yeah. Same. It's, yeah.
Although I will say out of the other, like the B-list characters, I do like Callie, but yeah. I'm very intrigued by Dr. Han.
Yes. I'm glad she is.
You just pull a hair out of your face.
A hair like, it's like in the microphone, but I don't know where it's going. It's really coming for me. Yeah, I like Dr. Han. I love Callie. Obviously, Addison, I think, is probably the number one for both of us. So
it's kind of hands down, I think. It's like not really even a question.
Yeah.
I also wouldn't consider, I guess, yeah, no, it's hard to remember that was 27 episodes that she got really introduced to us. It's hard to remember that far back.
I know. It's crazy. So much has happened. You didn't even know if you were supposed to like her at the beginning. And then here we are in love with her.
I'm trying to remember what my actual thoughts were in the beginning. I think I was at that point. I wanted Derek and Meredith to be together because knowing that she cheated on him first.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then once Derek decided he's staying with Addison and then fucked it all up.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
What they do for us.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really do like Addison. She's made a shift in my mind. Just as she's turned as much as Derek has in my mind.
Okay. So let's see. Our favorite patient from season two. Was there a patient that really stuck? And least favorite, which I can tell you my least favorite. It was that couple with all the kids where she asked for her tubes to be tied. And then the guy sued Addison.
Oh, yeah. Fuck those guys.
I also didn't really like that. That might be one of my least favorite episodes. It's not really a lot happened in that one.
It's for sure my least favorite Alex Patience. Moment.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite. Can we count Big Jim as a patient?
That's fine. Because I'm counting the husband really as my least favorite. So from the
That's fair.
Blues for Sister Someone. I did love Big Jim. That whole family. In as much as Alex was terrible in the Blues for Sister Someone, in the one right before where he's with Burke on the mom with cancer, I love the way that patient story wraps up, where she like gives her daughter the big speech at the end and she's like, you're going to be sad. It's okay. I love that, that storyline and how that all ends. Even though it doesn't end happy, it ends well.
I'm trying to, least favorite patients, the guy who ducked behind his fiance.
Oh, yeah. Also, that dumbass hockey kid who cut off his own fingers. He was stupid.
Oh, yeah. F that. And then he loses his whole arm. I forgot about that. Or he loses his hand or some shit.
Yeah. Or at least the mobility, his control of his whole hand.
Right.
Yeah. Did you have like a saddest patient moment? You go first.
It's got to be Denny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
I think because of the circumstances. If we don't count Denny,
I would say that kid where Mark, the episode with Mark where they're like they fix his face after he dies.
When Mark is there. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I actually forgot about that happening. But see, there's so much that I forgot that happened.
It's a long season. It's crazy that it's 27. Because really around this time, most seasons are like 20 to 24 episodes. So it was 27. Like we've talked about this before because they ordered more in the first season than wanted to end the first season at the same time as Desperate Housewives. But they wanted to keep the same number of episodes, so they just smushed it in the second season. So season three is like normal length. And then season four is really short because that happened during the writer's strike, which...
Oh, the writer's strike.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that when we get there. But so the first like handful of seasons of the show are just all over the place. So, but season two is definitely, it's absurd how many episodes there are. I mean, they're great, but it's crazy that there's 27. Yeah. So yes, if you had forgotten, Mark did show up and was here with us for a little bit.
I don't actually like that he like wasn't in any later episodes in the season.
Yeah, you did predict that he was going to be in more episodes in season two.
I thought he was going to be more consequential to the show, and it seems right now either he, maybe this is getting too far into predictions, it seems like either he just played the role that he needed to in the moment, or they're setting else something bigger up for season three, like a Mark is going to be the person who find out that Derek just cheated on Meredith or some shit.
Or a secret third option. Okay.
So what's behind door number three?
I think those are my favorite or our favorite and least favorite questions in regards to all of our season two moments and episodes. So now we'll move into our predictions, the good goods.
Love it.
So
love it.
We'll start with the big question. Who will Meredith choose, Derek or Finn? And how do you foresee it playing out? He looks very pensive, everybody. You can't see him. You can't see him because it's an audio podcast.
Tell in
so
the
just,
podcast.
Just trust me. He's got his thinking face on.
Say it one more time. You think you want to know if I think that Meredith is going to choose
Derek versus Finn.
Derek versus Finn. Fight
who
to the death.
Pick and how does it go down? How does it play out when she makes that decision? So the last we saw them, she was at prom with Finn. He gave the speech about making plans, and then she and Derek went into the room and had the sexuals, and Callie caught them.
Yeah, and it comes moments after Derek and Meredith fuck, and he's like, well, where does this leave us? And then she never answers.
Because then Denny dies. Or Denny dies whilst they're fucking.
I want to say she chooses Finn.
Okay.
But I have a feeling that her and Derek are going to be together. Maybe not forever. Mm-hmm. But for this interim, for the first half of season three, at least, the fans are going to get what they think they want, which is Derek and Meredith together.
Okay. So then let's tell me how that plays out for Addison and Derek.
They're going to end up actually separating.
Okay. And do you
But I think they're going to still work at the same hospital.
Do you think which one of them will initiate it? Initiate the separation.
Well, I think if Meredith says, hey, man, look, we just fucked. So like we're doing this unless you want to be a cheater, because right now you're a cheater. Yeah. I think that Derek is going to initiate it, but it's going to be because Meredith is like, yeah, like you just cheated on your wife, so we're doing this. Like, it's not going to be for nothing, I think, is where their thoughts are going to be.
Okay. So now tell me what's going to happen with Callie and George. Last we saw them, they had the weird scene in the hallway. Aggressive makeout, and George was like, I want to tell you I love you, but I don't yet, so just give me some time, and then I will love you. And then they had the weird scene, and that was the last we saw them together, other than Denny dying.
Yeah, the don't fight it. Let me weirdly just grab your face and then tell you something, and you're taller than me. I have not been able to fully form my thoughts on George and Callie yet.
Yeah.
I need to see more, because I don't believe that in the time that we've seen them together that she loves him. Granted, I also didn't think that Izzy and Denny loved each other in the short time that she decided to go fucking crazy.
George and Callie, I find more believable to be in love than Izzy and Denny.
Yes.
But it's fine. In regards to Callie and George, I'm excited to follow it, because they've now integrated her more into when she reached out to me, she gave the olive branch in regards to the dog cancer. And then, you know, she kind of is now involved because of the finding them during the sex or immediately post sex. So
what I think is going to happen,
woven in more.
Yes, and I'm sorry I accidentally cut you off there for a second. What I do think is going to happen is she's going to be the one who goes to Meredith and is like, hey, here's what needs to happen. Like, either you cut this off with this shithead, or like you just need to be together with him and you need to convince him to break up. I think she's going to play a role in Meredith's decision. I think that they integrated her into seeing that for a reason, but also I don't know what the ultimatum is going to look like, but I think it's going to be along the lines of, you need to tell George, Izzy, and Christina what happened, or I'm going to, because this ain't cool. I don't know exactly what that looks like, but that's just the feeling that I get. If she's going to be in kind of this, you need to tell them or I will kind of situation.
Okay, let's discuss what you see coming for Izzy's medical career and also emotional state.
Murder charges.
Okay.
No, realistically, probably nothing because it's a fucking TV show, but she should get murder charges. And it's really, her character right now is really frustrating. And I'm actually kind of pissed off about it because she just goes in, fucks shit up, kills someone and then, or not kill someone. But I think that she, if the other person that was getting the heart dies, she should get involuntary manslaughter charges. And then also, you know, I guess she's not responsible for the murder of Denny, but yeah, she's just, there's a lot of unethical shit that went down and it's not good, especially because she left. And the last thing we see is not only her quitting, but her telling Weber, I did it. I fucked up. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she does own up to it before she quits. So where do you think we're going to find her emotionally, seeing the roller coaster that she's gone on the last three episodes?
Is it the five stages of grief or the six stages of grief, whatever?
It's five seven stages of grief.
Five
it's
stages. Five.
It's the seven deadly sins.
The seven deadly stages
the sixth
of
sense.
Sin. Yeah. It's the five stages of grief, the sixth sense, and the seven deadly sins.
Those are our favorite bands.
Yeah. And then it's the Elite Eight and then Lucky Number Nine. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what else we got. I think that she hasn't even begun to deal with that grief journey. So she's going to start with anger and she's in kind of like this weird denial stage right now, but she, and then maybe there's a weird level of guilt that gets her to bargaining, but we're nowhere near acceptance yet. I think we're going to see a little bit of anger these first two episodes and maybe making poor decisions of jumping right back into having sex with Alex. Who knows? but anger for sure to start off the season.
Okay. Well, my next question was any Alex predictions. So we don't really have him with anyone currently. So it's just him in general. I mean, the biggest thing we've seen with him is, this season, he's kind of been all over the place because things were going well with Izzy. And then when that went to poop, he kind of started taking it out on his mentors and his career. So we're more at the point of like, hey, are you going to stop being just a general shithead to everybody? So
No.
Okay.
We're probably going to get moments like that scene where he was talking to the girl in the wheelchair outside the hospital. We'll probably get small moments like that.
Well, he does. In the final episode, we do kind of see him, remember, let go of everything with Izzy. And they have that nice moment on the stairs where it's like, okay, I've accepted it. Where we can all move forward. Do you think we'll maintain that, or do you think he's just gonna be like, no, I'm just grumpy again?
Well, I guess it all really depends on his relationship with Addison, because if she finds out about Derek and then takes it out on Alex, then Alex is going to, it's going to bleed into everyone else's relationship, including Izzy. So I need like two or three episodes to see. My prediction on Alex is contingent on the Derek, Meredith, and Addison situation.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay.
But can you make a note to revisit this on episode three of season three?
Episode three. What's going on with Alex? Okay. So Christina and Burke. What's your Christina and Burke prediction at the end of the last episode? There was a lot of back and forth with, you know, kind of us thinking, is she going to be able to stand by him through this healing journey? And then she obviously goes to him after Denny dies and is like, I will be here. So where do you think that's going to land? Also, if you want to talk about Burke's hand, I know last episode you said you just think it's fine. We're going to revisit that question. What do you think is going to happen with Burke's hand?
So Burke's hand
shaking.
Burke's hand will recover fully. Fully recover it. It's going to fully recover.
Okay.
And in
the previous episode, she explicitly says, are you going to tell Derek? that your hand is doing this, and he doesn't. So do you anticipate him telling Derek and that's how it gets fixed?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Burke is going to be fine. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about Burke. He's going to be fine. Christina and him are going to be fine for at least season three. In season four, they'll either get married or die. They'll get married or they'll break up by the last episode of season four. But I think we're going to see a lot of good moments with them. And but Burke's arm will be fine. But for sure, for the first half of season three, their relationship is safe.
Okay. So I'm interested to see what your predictions are on how much, it's not necessarily like, because a lot of this has already happened, what your predictions are for us as an audience, seeing or learning or moving forward, what it's going to look like with the Chief Ellis Adele previous affair / current whatever triangle, because we learned that that Adele knew in the finale. We learned that Adele knew about the whole Ellis thing, and we know that the Chief has been visiting Ellis. We haven't seen Ellis in several episodes, but we know that the Chief visits her regularly, and we now know also that Meredith figured it all out. So what does all of that puzzle piece falling together look like in your brain?
I don't see currently, I'm sure there's going to be drama or else you wouldn't have asked me this question, but I could tell you as a viewer, I don't believe that they have done a good job of setting up expectations for drama between the four of them. Mm-hmm. I also, because Adele knows, it's not like Meredith can go to Weber and be like, I'm gonna tell your wife. So there's no blackmail that's right. Gonna be involved. Maybe they'll if they were really smart and they were really good writers, they would give us a throwback episode to like young Weber and young Ellis and young Adele, mm-hmm. but and young Thatcher. But I don't think that they're actually gonna do that for us. Mm-hmm. But if they were smart writers, they would. Mm-hmm. But in this episode, you'd see young Weber just being a completely just shit-faced alcoholic. Oh, okay. But I don't think that's actually going to happen. I want it to happen, but I don't believe that it will. Maybe Ellis and Adele get into a room at one point and they fight, but...
Okay. That's Ellis the only, does that. Still have Alzheimer's, but okay.
Yeah, that's my prediction. They're gonna fight. Maybe her Alzheimer's will get cured, and then Adele would fight her.
Maybe they both seem pretty scrappy. So, and then do you have any Bailey predictions? Because we don't really have anything for her other than her interns are kind of coming apart at the seams.
No, I need a little bit of time to think on that one. Also, for any of you listening out there, I don't have answers for all these because these are all spur of the moment questions.
Yeah, I wrote these down, but I didn't give them to him ahead of time because I didn't want him to think about it. I wanted to know off the cuff what he thought.
The Bailey thing is interesting because she's great. She's one of my favorite characters on the show. I just don't know. I don't know what the character arc that's left for her is. And I don't know what her journey looks like. Maybe we see, you know, how she changes as her son gets older. But I don't know quite yet how she's going to be a very integral role. Maybe she's the one who convinces Izzy to stay. But yeah, I don't have a lot of, I need to take some time and think on that one too, because, I don't know what she has left to show us of like who she is. Maybe an episode of her and maybe, you know what? Actually, hold on. Derek is going to come clean to Bailey because they had the moment where Bailey was like, you know what you got to do. And that was when he decided Addison was his choice. So actually, yeah. I am predicting that Bailey is going to be very involved in Derek's decision to leave Addison.
Okay, that's fair. So those were all because I really just wanted you to hit the main characters. So now I just want you to make three bold predictions for all of season three.
All right.
Doesn't have to be, it can be a plot, it can be a person, it can be whatever. Any kind of absurd predictions that will happen within the next season.
Someone is going to die.
Okay. I'm going to write these down.
Okay. All right. So three bold predictions. Well, you got to think. So they used a bomb already once.
Yes.
They used a shooting once. Mm-hmm. They rammed a pole between two people already.
That's true.
I think season three, my number one bold prediction is we're going to see some creative fucking ways that Shonda's going to kill some bitches.
So patients.
Patients are going to be killed in really weird ways.
Okay.
Because they need to up the wow factor. Now, bold prediction number two. George cheats on Callie.
Okay.
With Izzy.
Okay.
Because I'm tired of their sexual tension not coming to fruition.
I did want to revisit that. I was going to revisit if you still think George and Izzy will sleep together.
I'm doubling down on that. These are all season three predictions, by the way. These are all season three bold predictions. So at some point between season three, episode one, and the final episode of season three, George will cheat on Callie with Izzy. My bold prediction number three is that Ellis and Adele will fist fight. That's my bold prediction. And also, Weber is going to get into the middle of it, and Thatcher's going to come riding in on a horse and tackle Weber and say, "You ruined my marriage!" And then Meredith's just going to be sitting there crying.
Perfect. I love all of this. Adele and Ellis fist fight. Thatcher rides a horse. I'm writing it down.
Good. We'll need to revisit this for our season four predictions.
Okay.
Hold on. Can I add one more bold prediction?
Yes.
There will be, how many episodes are there in season three?
25.
Two of those will be Beatles songs.
Okay. I actually have no idea, but maybe. There are definitely a lot of songs I actually recognize on these.
Yeah. Those are my predictions. All of my predictions for season three.
Okay. There's also something big that happens at the end of this one. I forgot about.
No more dogs will die in season three.
That might be correct, actually. I think you're safe on that one. Okay. So I think we're good.
Did I answer all of your questions?
Yeah, you did. I'm excited to see everything you said happen because everything you said is absolutely correct. 100% nothing.
I knew it.
Especially Thatcher on the horse. That's how we start season three, is Thatcher riding into the hospital on a horse.
It's funny because I actually feel best about that prediction. The other ones, I think I undershot myself. The other ones, I feel undershot. If I wanted to go really bold, I would say that all episodes next season are Beatles songs.
that would be really bold.
But I feel good about that. Listen, if you've made it this far and there's, I was just looking at our webpage, but like, 95% of people who've gone back and listened to episode one, listen to episode two. So thank you. First things first. The second thing is, can we just recognize for a moment how I've been able to go now two seasons of my phone listening to me talk about Grey's Anatomy, and I have no spoilers.
I know. I'm very happy. Because I get Grey's articles all the time on just when I'm scrolling. However, I also spend a lot of time Googling it to do research for these episodes. So that's obviously I'm going to get more targeted towards me. But that's sometimes fair. Even on just like those BuzzFeed lists when it's like, oh, 27 moments from television shows that were so shocking. And then, but like it'll be a picture like from a Grey's episode. And I'm like, God, I hope this doesn't come up on Carmen's feed.
I haven't seen anything. And if
I'm happy for that.
If I do get something, it's like hidden in a different article. Like there was one article that I saw was like least liked TV show characters of all time. Mm-hmm. But on the picture, it was a picture of Friends. So I was like, what? It's gotta be Ross.
Obviously.
Yeah. And so anyways, I was scrolling through and one of them was Izzy Stevens. And I was like, oh fuck, I can't read this because I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. But now you understand a little bit.
No, of course. Where they were coming from. She's a stupid bitch. Fuck. I love Katherine Heigl still. She's just so attractive. But like also fucking Izzy. Damn it. Stupid.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But I think that's all I got. I really don't have many other predictions, nothing too bold, too wild, exciting. I'm just really, I love the show. I'm really having a good time with it. And I have the greatest co-host in the entire world.
Aw, thanks, bud. I don't. I have the bestest one.
Wow. Yeah, you really threw me for a loop there, you turd.
I know, right?
I take it all back.
So thanks, guys, for tuning in. I think we're going to take a couple weeks off before we start with season 3. So don't think that we've disappeared. We're just Carmen is trying to renovate his house and I am trying to get ready to give birth. So we're taking a couple weeks to try and get some of our personal shit together. And then we'll be back and we'll hit the ground running with season 3. And we're super excited to see how many, if any of the shit that Carmen just said is true or even mildly close to accurate.
Do you think we should probably just commit and say 2 weeks? It's just going to be 2 weeks off and then that'll be it.
So, we'll be back. 1, 2. Let me count on the calendar. This is today. 1, 2. So we'll be back July 7th. We'll be back with a new episode. The first week of July.
Yes. So
we'll be back.
Have a great July 4th weekend, everyone. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Be safe. And celebrate. Make good choices.
I hope there's a July 4th themed episode of Grey's Anatomy.
There's probably not, because you know all those summers, the shows always take summer breaks. You know what I mean? That's why we don't really see those very often. You know, it's possible that there is, and it's slipping my mind, but I'm pretty sure there's not, just because they typically are off during the summer months. Typically ends in like April, May, and comes back around the end of September. So
bastards taking off those summer breaks.
Yeah, giving those people breaks, giving those people vacation time. How dare they? Thanks so much for listening, guys. We appreciate it. We love hearing from you. So if you want to send us an email, graysacademypod@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram @graysacademypod. If you have a moment to leave a rating or review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening, please do that. We are on Audible now. We're on Amazon Music. Trying to get on iHeart and Pandora. I don't know that it's gone through yet. A lot of these you have to submit it and then it kind of takes some time for them to actually approve it. But again, thanks for the support. And it's really cool to kind of make those lists. So if you have some time to share us with some friends, now's the perfect opportunity for them to get all caught up on our episodes before we hit season 3. So we're super excited to do that with you guys. And remember, if you see Carmen walking down the street,
if you got a dream, I'm kidding. If you see me walking down the street, no spoilers, no spoilies. Don't you fucking do it, you rat bastard.
Pretty please.
I've made it this far. Pretty please, you rat bastard.
But thanks for listening. Thanks for the support.
We couldn't do it without you guys. Thank you, and we will see you all in the next one.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.